In this solo episode, I wanted to talk about a very important topic that I think most of us can relate to, and that is dealing with toxic people. Next on the CJ Evolution podcast. Most, if not all of us who work in the criminal justice field, know what it's like to deal with toxic people sometimes. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to deal with toxic people, how to handle toxic people. They defy logic. Some are blissfully unaware of the negative impact that they have on those around them, and others seem to derive satisfaction from creating chaos and pushing other people's buttons. Either way, they create unnecessary complexity, strife, and worst of all, stress. While there are numerous strategies that successful people employ when dealing with toxic people, what follows are 12 steps that you can use. To deal with toxic people effectively, you need an approach that enables you across the board to control what you can and eliminate what you can't. Believe it or not, you are in control far more than you realize. So number one, they set limits, especially with complainers. Complainers and negative people are bad news because they wallow in their problems and fail to focus on solutions. They want people to join their pity party so they can feel better about themselves. People often feel pressured to listen to complainers because they don't want to be seen as callous or rude. But there's a fine line between lending a sympathetic ear and getting sucked into their negative emotional spiral. You can avoid this by setting limits and distancing yourself when necessary. Take certain people in doses, especially family members. We all have family members, or at least most of us do, that are toxic. Think of it this way. If the complainer were smoking, would you sit there all afternoon inhaling the secondhand smoke? Of course not. You distance yourself. And you should do the same with complainers. A great way to set limits is to ask complainers how they intend to fix the problem. Then you will see them skedaddle. They will either quiet down or redirect the conversation in a productive direction. Number two, they don't die in the fight. Successful people know how important it is to live to fight another day, especially when your foe is a toxic individual. In conflict, unchecked emotion makes you dig your heels in and fight the kind of battle that can leave you severely damaged. When you read and respond to your emotions, you're able to choose your battles wisely and only stand your ground when it's time to fight. Number three, they rise above. Toxic people drive you crazy because their behavior is so irrational. Drives me crazy. Make no mistake about it. Their behavior truly goes against reason. So why do you allow yourself to respond to them emotionally and get sucked into the mix? The more irrational and off-base someone is, the easier it is for you to remove yourself from their traps. Quit trying to beat them at their own game. Distance yourself from them emotionally and approach your interactions like they're a science project. Or you think they're a shrink, if you prefer the analogy. You don't need to respond to their emotional chaos, only the facts. Number four, they stay aware of their emotions. Maintaining an emotional distance requires awareness. You can't stop someone from pushing your buttons if you don't recognize what's happening. Sometimes you'll find yourself in situations where you need to regroup and choose the best way forward. This is fine, and you shouldn't be afraid to buy yourself some time to do so. Think of it this way. If a mentally unstable person approaches you on the street and tells you he's JFK, you're unlikely to set him straight. When you find yourself with a coworker who is engaged in similarly derailed thinking, sometimes it's just to best smile and nod. If you're going to have a straighten them, if you're going to try to straighten them out, it's better to give yourself some time to plan the best way to go about it. Number five, they establish boundaries. This is the area where most people tend to sell themselves short. They feel like because they work or live with someone, they have no way to control the chaos. This couldn't be farther from the truth. Once you've found your way to rise above a person, you'll begin to find their behavior more predictable and easier to understand. This will equip you to think rationally about when and where you have to put up with them and when you don't. For example, Even if you work with someone closely on a project team, that doesn't mean that you have to have the same level of one-on-one interaction with them that you have with another team member or another officer. Number six, they won't let anyone limit their joy. When your sense of pleasure and satisfaction are derived from the opinions of other people, you are no longer the master of your own happiness. You are giving away your control, people. When emotionally intelligent people find good about something they have done, they won't let anyone's opinion or snide remarks take that away from them. While it's impossible to turn off your reactions to what others think of you, you don't have to compare yourself to others, and you can always take people's opinions with a grain of salt. That way, no matter what toxic people are thinking or doing, your self-worth comes from within. Regardless of what people think of you at any particular moment, one thing is certain. You are never as good or as bad as they say you are. On to the next one. They don't focus on problems, only solutions. Where you focus your attention determines your emotional state. Don't forget that. When you fixate on the problems you're facing, you create and prolong negative emotions and stress. Something we don't need more of, stress. When you focus on actions to better yourself and your circumstances, you create a sense of personal happiness that produces positive emotions and reduces stress. When it comes to toxic people, fixating on how crazy and difficult they are gives them power over you. Quit thinking about how troubling your difficult person is and focus instead on how you're going to go about handling them. This makes you more effective by putting you in control, and it will reduce the amount of stress you experience when interacting with them. The next one, they don't forget. Emotionally intelligent people are quick to forgive, but that doesn't mean they forget. Forgiveness requires letting go of what happened so you can move on. It doesn't mean you have to give a wrongdoer another chance. Successful people are unwilling to be bogged down unnecessarily by others' mistakes, so they let them go quickly and are assertive in protecting themselves from future harm. The next one, they squash negative self-talk. Sometimes you absorb the negativity of other people. There's nothing wrong with feeling bad about how someone is treating you. But your self-talk, the thoughts you have about your feelings, the little thoughts in your head, can either intensify the negativity or help you move past it. Negative self-talk is unrealistic, unnecessary, and self-defeating. It sends you into a downward emotional spiral that is difficult to pull from. You should avoid negative self-talk at all costs. They limit their caffeine intake. I know that's hard to do in the criminal justice field. Drinking caffeine triggers the release of adrenaline. Adrenaline is a source of fight or flight response, a survival mechanism that forces you to stand up and fight or run for the hills when faced with a threat. The fight or flight mechanism sidesteps rational thinking in favor of a faster response. This is great when a bear is chasing you, but not so great when you're surprised in the hallway by an angry coworker. The next one, very important, they get some sleep. I've beaten this one over to death over the years and can't say enough about the importance of sleep to increasing your emotional intelligence and managing your stress level. Getting good and adequate sleep is sometimes difficult for us working in the criminal justice field, but when you sleep, your brain literally recharges, shuffling through the day's memories and storing or discarding them, which causes dreams. So you wake up alert and clear-headed. Your self-control, attention, and memory are all reduced when you don't get enough or the right kind of sleep. Sleep deprivation raises stress hormone levels on its own, even without a stressor present. So if you're struggling with sleep, there are plenty of options out there. Research them, folks, because you need your sleep to effectively do your great job or the greatest job you can, not only for your community out there, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field, but also your family. You need sleep. Ignore those people that are proud getting by on 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours of sleep a night. It is not productive. And most of all, it's harmful for you. The last one, number 12, they use their support system. It's tempting yet entirely ineffective to attempt tackling everything by yourself. To deal with toxic people, you need to recognize the weaknesses in your approach to them. This means tapping into your support system to gain perspective on a challenging person. Everyone has someone at work and or outside of work who is on their team rooting for them or ready to help them to get the best from a difficult situation. Identify these people in your life and make an effort to seek their insight and assistance when you need them the most. Sometimes just asking them is the best thing to do, and 99% of the time they're going to help you. Most of the time, other people can see a solution that you can't because they are not as emotionally invested in the situation as you are. Folks, I hope this was beneficial to you. The reference to this is going to be in the show notes. Stay tuned for great guests coming on the CJ Evolution podcast. And if you would rate and review my show on iTunes, I sure would appreciate it. And check out the website, cjevolution.com. We have a new upgrade. It looks a little different now. Send me what you think in a tweet. I'm on Instagram. Let me know how you like it. I sure would appreciate it, folks, and I will respond to you. Take care until next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.